Okay, joined by Limerick manager Tommy Barrett. Tommy, your smile says it all, but how or where do you begin to explain a game like that?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think the ref made it difficult for himself, you know, sending one off. You know, for me, a man got a shot off. He got, you know, his target. The ball was on target. Owen says he just tipped him. You know, I put his hand on his chest. If we're going to give him penalties for that, they didn't even appeal for it. You know, maybe he's Noel Hunt back from England and a good career, you know, Irish international, I don't know. But, you know, it's making it difficult for himself then, you know.
Two acid tests, character tests tonight. First, that setback, and even then, when you went 1-0 up and they were down to 10 men like yourselves, they scored and everybody feared the worst. But two hurdles, massive hurdles, overcome tonight, psychologically, if anything.
Yeah, it was a terrible goal to give away from our point of view. You know, we went three at the back. We said we'd keep three, obviously, to keep them, their two, occupied. And Killian went here on, you know. I don't know what he was doing. So, you know, I had a word with him about that, obviously. You just don't do those things. You know, it's a bit of naivety. And we're left off. But they still have, you know, 50, 60 yards to go. Killian Bruder has to engage Bastion a bit earlier as well. You know, but he's 19. You know, he's a 19-year-old centre-back that's learning all the time. He's a really good player, so can't be too harsh on him.
You look at the winning goal then from Shane Duggan, and there was a lot made of your words at the end of last week's game as you took him off. Perfect response for you, perfect response from him, and as expected, I presume, from you, from your captain.
Yeah, definitely. Look, Dougie's a really good player. It's just, I suppose, from my point of view, I want to make him a better player. You know, you can still get better at 30 years of age, you know. I know he might not even 30 yet, but he's almost it. He's one of our oldest players, but it's just, you know, that defensive side of things, and he done that tonight. He was really good, you know. He's a really good player. When he concentrates on that defensive side of stuff, he has everything else in regard to. He's really good on the football. He's a really brave footballer. He gets on it all the time. He's always looking for the ball, and that's the type of player we want.
And you look all around the pitch tonight, and Tommy Holland from minute one, brilliant. All the young lads, excellent. But for me, Keane Coleman, the ground he covered tonight, the tenacity, the way he plays the game, he's really developing this year into probably one of the best midfielders in the league.
Yeah, he's energetic. He gets box to box. He's improving, and he's passing all the time. And I think that's the one part he was lacking on. You know, even he's 1 and 2 touch in training, we're doing a lot of work on that with him, and he's definitely improving. He's a great kid. He works hard, very hard. I thought Darren Murphy was excellent tonight, to be fair. The boys in the middle were really good. You know, obviously Barry is disappointed, and I expect him to be disappointed, but I felt they were going to get us out wide, so we had to make the change, and Carl did well when he came on.
And it probably suited you with the way the game was going at that stage. When you look at the league table now, and most people had you red hot favourites for the playoff position, you always felt you could catch at least Sligo. They lost tonight. You've won. Huge momentum shift or change?
I think so. I think, you know, there's nine games left. We have to keep going. I've been saying all along, we went to Derry and we went to Pats last week, and, you know, we should be putting teams away. We're just not doing that. That's the disappointing part for me. We're not going a couple of goals ahead. But yeah, of course, we still believe that we can catch one of the teams of us.
Did you feel something different even in the crowd tonight? There was a bigger crowd first and foremost, but they were really behind you from the first whistle, and it obviously helped the players.
It makes a huge difference. You know, the pitch makes a huge difference. The pitch is really good the last couple of months. We play good football. We tried to play. Okay, we were pinned back in the second half for a while, but you'd expect that. They can make changes that, you know, they can dream of. So, no, and that's not discrediting our squad, but we're just fairly young, and we have a light squad, so they've got, and same with Pats last week, they can bring Conan Byrne off the bench. You know, we don't have that luxury, but I've said it for numerous years now, we have to back our younger players, and we've done that this year, and they're really doing well. You know, we've, how many lads came through the academy and still in the academy, because Carl and Will are still under 19, Killian is just out of it, and Tommy's just out of it last year as well. So, you know, and then we have the other young lads that from the region, in Cork, and Darren Murphy, and Conor Ellis.
Does the cup come at the right or the wrong time now? Would you prefer another league game and for the momentum to be there league-wise, or does the Cockhill game kind of get in the way of what you want to achieve?
No, we've another league game next week, don't we, with Boas?
Yeah, but the cup game in between, with the trip.
Well, I don't know. It's a difficult one to assess, because we probably have a couple of suspensions now next week. Owen is out, and I think Cantwell is on 5 yellows, so we're going to be missing 2 of those. So you know, if we could bring in obviously players, we could, but we can't. We can't bring in anyone else, amateur or otherwise, amateur pro, from any league. So I think that sanction, you know, would affect us, and that's why we hope to get out even the playoffs, because the, you know, the likes of Harps can sign the likes of Kavanagh on loan. You know, we were in for a few lads on loan and from other clubs above us, including Waterford actually, but you know, we couldn't take them. So you know, that's why we're hoping to finish outside the playoff if we can.
Very finally from me, obviously you've gone through really dark times of late. Does a night like tonight make you realise there will always be light at the end of the tunnel, and it's worth it when something like this comes along?
Yeah, well, I didn't think I never get too low, Mike, you know, and I'm not going to get too high at 23 points, because what's, you know, I've been saying all year, at the end of the day it's a game of football. We have to put things into perspective. It's very important we don't lose that, and we've been playing well. So when you're performing, your look has to change sometime.
In terms of the sending off for Dave Webster, probably could have been a straight red. He gave him a second yellow. What was your view on the incident?
Yeah, he took out the red. I saw him taking out the red. I'd say he realised when it was Webster was already booked. I felt that he thought a second yellow was sufficient, and that was probably fair enough. I thought it was a yellow, yeah.
If the suggestions are what we think they are, and that backing out is headed to go over the line, is it finally a bit of luck that you've deserved that's come your way?
Yeah, you know, I think last week, you know, we've been robbed in the 90th minute by it looked onside to me. Look, a lot of the times it's us not taking our chances, but we've had a few referees decisions go against us this year. And look, everyone makes mistakes, they're only human at the end of the day. But I think I've said it already. It'd be nice if they admitted those mistakes and reflected on them, and that'll only make you better. You know, we all make them. We've made mistakes picking teams, making changes, all those things, and it's important that the refs and everyone else realises that, and we do that. That's the only way to make our league better.
I think it's fair to say it's been a turbulent year, but if at the end of it you avoid relegation, whether it be through a playoff or jumping ahead of a team ahead of you, would that be an unbelievable season from your perspective, or is it what you expect of yourself and your players?
What do you think?
It is for you to say.
I think it would be, yeah. I think our main aim this year was to stay up, and I think we can't get, look, for me it's a 3 to 4 year plan. It would be stay up this year, next year sustainability, and then you grow it after that. You know, there's no point in looking beyond that. You know, you take it game by game, but you have to have a long term plan as well. And for me, that's what it should be. You know, we develop our own players in the region, and we're doing that, and that's the way to go. Yeah.
You hit Waterford for 6 in the RFC. You've scored twice against them. You haven't scored twice that often this season. Is it just something you see a chink in their armour that you notice?